Cells in Motion podcast.
With your host, Frank Schlegel. Just recently, the University Hospital of Münster has brought into operation a new imaging technique, the PET MRI. That's a hybrid system which combines two different techniques. Overall, there are 6 PET MRIs in the whole of Germany at the moment. In this episode, we'll introduce you to the innovative technology behind the new device and explore what benefits it offers to patients and which challenges both physicians and scientists are confronted with. The diagnosis is cancer. The earlier you know it, the better are your treatment perspectives. That's why it's so important for physicians to take a look into the body. And therefore, they make use of medical imaging techniques. For Professor Michael Schäfers, director of the Department of Nuclear Medicine at the University Hospital Münster, imaging is crucial for diagnostic investigation.
So obviously, imaging is very important to everyday clinical life. In situations where you need to diagnose a disease. But the other situation might be that you would like to control a therapy that you initiated. And this is not only true for tumors, but this is also true for diseases of the heart or the brain, stroke or Alzheimer, or in very other forms of diseases. It is always interesting to see that the different imaging modalities certainly have weaknesses as well, and they deliver very different information. So that's why we tended to go to what we call hybrid systems. And a hybrid system is a combination of two different instruments into one single modality.
A well-known imaging technique is computer tomography, in short, CT. Here, the body is screened by X-rays, which are weakened by dense tissues like the bone skeleton. So CT helps us to get especially good images of anatomy and tissue structures. A second imaging technique, which is frequently used for imaging structures inside the body, is magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI. This technique doesn't work with the density of tissues, but with the amount of hydrogen nuclei. That's why images from an MRI scan mainly show soft tissue structures that consist of a higher amount of water, like tumors or soft organs like heart or brain. Positron emission tomography, also known as PET, is a third imaging technique, which is quite different to CT and MRI.
PET does not look at the structure of organs or tissues, but we image the function of the tissue. Take the tumor examples. PET doesn't really show the shape and the structure of a tumor, which a CT would do, but instead PET shows us whether this tumor is really active.
And that's because PET can visualize functions like metabolism. How do you achieve this in practice, Mr. Schäfers?
We have to inject a radioactive compound. For example, in a tumor case, we are interested in the energy consumption of the tumor. And the tumor needs a lot of sugar. That's why we label the sugar with radioactivity. And then if we inject this radioactivity labeled sugar, it will go to the tumors which need the sugar and then kind of shines light to the outside, which we can measure by PET imaging. And this is very important because then if we inject this radioactive glucose, we make images of the whole body. So we can not only look at the primary tumor, which might sit in the lung or in the liver or wherever, but we also find all the active metastases throughout the body.
Because different imaging techniques offer different kinds of images, it's often useful to combine them. By now, many hospitals work with a PET CT scanner, a combination of PET and CT in one device. This has the advantage of the patient coming to only one examination instead of two, and the possibility of a more precise overlaying of the images from both techniques. In the case of PET CT, the PET component generates images of the shining tumors, while CT makes an anatomic map of the body in which we can locate these tumors. The new hybrid system at the University Hospital Münster combines PET imaging with MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. For Michael Schäfers, the new tool has big advantages.
As tumors usually consist of soft tissue with a big amount of hydrogen atoms, We can, in principle, assess them easier by MRI than by CT, because CT is based on density, not on the content of water. In addition, and this is a good side of the MRI, PET MRI, the patient's exposure to ionizing radiation, which is radioactivity or X-rays, is zero, because the MRI is not based on ionizing radiation measurements, but it's based on magnetic waves. Therefore, if we replace the CT component by the MRI, we can certainly reduce the radiation dose of a PET MRI versus a PET CT. This is especially relevant in examinations of small patients, the children, who are certainly more sensitive to ionizing radiation than any adult.
The combination of PET and MRI into one device is technically quite remarkable, because the highly sensitive PET detectors that measure the emitted radiation were hard to combine with the magnetic field of the MRI system. In the combined system, the PET detectors had to be modified so that they were not influenced by the magnetic field anymore. Also, the installation of the system in the Department of Nuclear Medicine was very demanding.
Now, the challenge of installing a PET MRI system is really that you have to really respect the radiation safety with respect to ionizing radiation and also magnetic waves from the MRI scanner. So that's why we installed the scanner first in a radioactive control area, which was already there. So this respects the radiation safety. And then, in addition, you have to shield the magnetic waves. The reason for it is that this magnetic field coming from the MRI is extremely strong. And this is like with a normal magnet, it attracts metallic or magnetic items into the scanner, which could lead to accidents with patients or with staff, because these magnetic items, they are accelerated and they fly into the scanner. But that's why we really have to additionally shield this room, and the room is shielded by a cage which is really shielding all the magnetic waves.
By now, the construction work is finished, so the next challenge is the clinical usage of the PET MRI. Previously, the scientists from Münster exchanged views with Zahi Fayyad, who is professor of radiology and medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Fayyad has worked with the first PET MRI prototypes for about 10 years now. The imaging experts led by Michael Schäfers invited Zahi Fayyad to Münster in order to benefit from his experience with the innovative technology. And this was the American experts' advice.
My advice would be that try to create a very integrated team. This is a field that requires expertise from different people, MRI side, PET side, etc. And also, let's be very open-minded.
To use a combined device, you need combined skills. Because of that, the scientists from Münster have been working on the creation of an interdisciplinary team, bringing together the staff from nuclear medicine on the one hand and from radiology on the other. Michael Schäfers and his fellows want to train physicians who can read both PET and MRI images.
There is no one on the market, say doctors for example, that really can run a PET and an MRI. That's why we here in Münster now, together with my colleague Professor Heindl from the radiology team, we kind of established a new curriculum which guarantees that doctors from radiology and from nuclear medicine, they exchange, so that there is a rotational program, so they can really learn CT, MRI in radiology, but also train PET in nuclear medicine. So on the long run, we have to train a new generation.
Thanks to the financial support of the German Research Foundation, the new device is already in use to diagnose selected patients. Meanwhile, the scientists investigate in the development of image reconstruction and correction techniques. Research is done by scientists of the Collaborative Research Center 656 Molecular Cardiovascular Imaging, the European Institute for Molecular Imaging and the Cells in Motion Cluster of Excellence. They want to make use of the full potential of PET MRI. The aim is to provide physicians with even better PET MRI images for precise diagnostic investigation. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll be glad to welcome you to our next episode. Goodbye.
Find out more about the cluster on our website cells-in-motion.com.